Do you like what the ultimate result was there?
Well, one thing I've learned is you don't get everything you want when you want it. And so I think they're going in the right direction. I think that we had to make some difficult decisions in order to protect the fund itself, to protect the fact that there'll be a dividend going on to perpetuity. So this turn had to be made at some point in Alaska's history. There was no question about that. When you fund your government from a non-renewable resource, largely like what we've been doing on oil, at some point you're going to have to make this turn, and they did it. They did 80% of it this year.
I think the big question for a lot of people is what it's going to mean for permanent fund dividend checks in the future.
It means there always will be one.
Yeah.
That's the concern that we had, is that we watched it go through $14 billion to get to this point. The last remaining account that could be used was the earnings. And if they use that without a structure, without a limitation of what they can draw on that, that clearly is a huge threat to the permanent dividend program in its entirety. So when we submitted the Permanent Fund Protection Act, it was to protect the fact that we'd have a dividend going forward into perpetuity. Now we have that.
Do you expect it will be smaller or different in future years?
My goal is I hope they don't put a cap on it. I hope it continues to grow and grow and grow. So that's my hope, is that there's a discussion about putting a floor on it, and I'm fine with that. But I don't want to see a cap, because I want it to continue to grow. I really do. I think that's an opportunity we have in Alaska that's unique, the only state in the nation that has that program, and I hope it continues on for generations.
Have you made any decisions about vetoes of any legislation that came out of the final days there?
You know, I really haven't. I mean, there were 113 bills passed this year. Last year, there were 32. So 113, that's a lot to look at. And so none jump out at me off the top that I will. But the first test is the Attorney General makes sure that they're constitutional, what's been passed. And then I make my decision based on that.
Capital budget, at first glance, I mean, it was pretty close to what you proposed. Right?
It is. And most of the budgets have been pretty close to what I proposed, so there's really not much difference there. So, you know, the capital budget is never as much as I'd like it to be, quite honestly, because that puts Alaskans to work. That does deferred maintenance and creates jobs. And we submitted a proposal which did not pass. It would have created deferred maintenance in 60 different communities in Alaska, including Petersburg, of course. So, you know, I'm satisfied with where we are on the capital budget.
You were in the parade with Senator Stedman. He had a resolution this past session on sea otters, and it made it through the Senate, didn't make it anywhere in the House. Do you think this is something that the state needs to stand up and say something to the federal government about?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. What that has done on the fisheries here has been very significant.
Have you heard that from fishermen?
I've heard that from, I can't remember why I haven't heard that. I'll put it that way. So okay. it's a significant issue.
I know it's a federally managed thing. Is there more the state can be doing, though, to help with the impacts?
I think there can. I think there is. I mean, it's more of part of our job is education process in Washington. I've been there many times as governor to meet with various members of Congress, senators, et cetera, to help them educate on Alaskan issues. Our delegation, I think, does an excellent job in that regard, but I think if I can help, I certainly will do that.
Any other message or issue I haven't asked about that you want to highlight?
No, I think you've covered all the big issues, and you know, our fiscal situation is something that we've wrestled with, and we're about 80% done with that. So that feels good to me to be able to. I didn't come into office to be an accountant and having to cut all the programs and reduce this, reduce that. So we're almost there that we can sort of have some fiscal stability and get on with growing Alaska. So, and one more thing is I've enjoyed the efforts on the blue economy that is out there. There's a lot more focus on how we can continue to benefit from the incredible coastline and oceans that surround us. I'll put in my plug for kelp salsa. There's a couple in Juneau that make kelp salsa, and it's now being sold in car safeways around the state.
And our local bookstore, too.
Oh, good. Yep. Good. Well, good. Well, I know if I'm supposed to say those kind of things, but in things that are made in Alaska by Alaskans and it comes from the ocean, I am very, very happy to support that.
Okay.
And tomorrow I take off for China. For this, it's called Opportunity Alaska. We've got 35 different groups going with us, and it's going to be pretty exciting what we're going to do over there.
You'll be touting Alaska seafood while you're over there, I'm sure.
Very much. We'll be meeting with Alibaba and talking with them about more seafood opportunities out of Alaska. Our proximity, we're the closest. Someone told me recently that it takes 7 days to get seafood from Norway, and they call it fresh. and you get it from Alaska in about 7 hours directly, and it's wild, and it's no comparison. So I'm honored to be able to carry the flag on that issue.